I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. It's been almost 15 years since Hong Kong went from British rule to become part of China. But in many ways, people in Hong Kong don't think of themselves as Chinese. In fact, a growing number identify as Hong Kongers, and they complain about the Chinese who come over from the mainland. There's a recent video that's gone viral that calls these mainlanders locusts who use up Hong Kong's resources. Now, none of this has gone down well with the Chinese government. The World's Mary Kay Magstead reports from Hong Kong.
It started on the subway. A Hong Kong guy told a mainland mother who was letting her kid eat dry noodles and drop some on the floor that eating wasn't allowed on the train. Other mainland Chinese sitting nearby mocked the Hong Kong guy's less-than-perfect Mandarin. He retorted that this was Hong Kong. They should be speaking the language here, Cantonese. A verbal feud broke out, and police came in. It was captured on video. Eventually, the guy told another Hong Konger who'd come to his defense, "Don't bother. Mainlanders are just like this." The video went viral. Some Hong Kongers called the guy a hero. A Peking University professor called Kong Qingdong hit back on a talk show in Beijing. He said, "We're in China. We don't have to speak local dialects. Everyone should speak Mandarin. As for the many Hong Kongers who don't want to, they're bastards. They used to be British running dogs. Now they're just dogs." That video went viral too. So did a music video out of Hong Kong. It puts new words to a popular cantopop song. It calls mainlanders locusts and depicts them as stealing, cheating, lying. It says, thanks to mainland China, Hong Kong is deteriorating inch by inch. Some young Hong Kongers have even sung this as mainland tourists walk by. Twin Chi Shi is a mainland graduate student at the Chinese University of Hong Kong. She says a friend of hers was harassed in town when she was heard speaking Mandarin on the phone to her mother.
At this time, two Hong Kong people came to her and, two kouxue on her.
They spat on her because she was speaking Mandarin.
Yes. So my friend just cried and called me for help. This makes me very angry. Maybe there are always some extremist people, and I don't like their attitude.
Chun Shishi is young and hip and open to Hong Kong culture. She even speaks some Cantonese. And she says most Hong Kongers are nice to her. But they do kind of look down on mainland Chinese.
In their mind, Chinese people is people who are less cultivated or something like that. So they don't want to admit that I'm a Chinese. They will just say I'm a Hong Konger.
At the same university, government studies professor Ma Ok suggests a few reasons why Hong Kongers might be feeling this way.
Some people were worried that the mainland tourists came down and pushed prices, local consumer prices, up. And for the lower class immigrants, some were worried that they took away welfare and then could become a burden to Hong Kong society. And the most recent debate was, of course, about mainland women coming down to give birth to babies in Hong Kong.
More than 30,000 of them came last year, paying a premium to give birth in Hong Kong so their babies would have Hong Kong resident status and could go to better schools and hospitals in Hong Kong, even if their parents still live across the border. Hong Kongers complain that this is a drain on resources. Even mainland women who have Hong Kong husbands are protesting. A few heavily pregnant women and their supporters gathered recently outside the Hong Kong chief executive's office to deliver a petition. They want priority for hospital beds over mainlanders who have no Hong Kong ties. These are all issues that have raised Hong Kong ire. But there's more going on than anger over food in the subways or mainland women in Hong Kong hospitals. There's also been a shift in how Hong Kongers feel about being part of China.
because Hong Kong is a free society, we treasure different views.
Robert Chung directs the University of Hong Kong's public opinion program.
And when we see dissidents in China being oppressed and being jailed, of course people are skeptical about it. That has been very clear to us and to, Chinese officials know that too.
For 20 years now, Chung has been doing regular surveys of how Hong Kong people see themselves. His most recent survey found that, for the first time, a majority identify as Hong Konger rather than Chinese. That result has irritated the Chinese government. The response has been, metaphorically, to shoot the messenger. Hong Kong media with ties to China's Communist Party have called Chung a traitor and accused him of having ulterior motives.
That is not really welcome by me and by the Hong Kong society, because those are not civilized ways of discussing a problem. I don't mind discussing with anybody about the motive of our work, the findings of our work, the methodology of our work, but I think it has to be done in a very civilized way.
But that's not the way Hong Kong's Beijing-friendly leftist press operate, says government studies professor Ma Ok. He says they've been known to target individuals in Cultural Revolution-style smear campaigns, hoping both to discredit the target and dissuade others from speaking out.
The leftist press, so to speak, has always been unhappy about certain figures in Hong Kong because they think that they are anti-China. I think they are kind of testing the waters if they think that this will work, and if it can manage to silence some critics, they will continue to go on. But if it creates kind of a big outcry, then they will silence a little bit for a while, and then they will pick another time.
They'll have another opportunity next month. That's when Chung plans to run a civil referendum, a kind of shadow election, to see who Hong Kongers would elect as their leader if they were given that right. They were supposed to have had it 5 years ago. They'll have to wait at least another five. But there's always Chung's referendum.
It'll be internet voting plus, of course, on-site polling station type of voting. We think this would be some kind of futuristic technology for civil society participation.
And it's happening just days before a Beijing-approved group of delegates elects Hong Kong's next chief executive. There are two candidates acceptable to Beijing. Public opinion polls are already showing the one most favored by Beijing, Henry Tang, is polling in the low 20s. If Tang is chosen when he's known to be so unpopular, it could provoke an outcry from Hong Kongers, which could embarrass Beijing in a year when China faces its own leadership transition. In the midst of all this, Robert Chung says he's already getting more criticism for his plan to hold the civil referendum.
The commentators, the radical leftist commentators, they have already branded this activity as unconstitutional and with separatist motives.
Chung chuckles. In his sweater and wire-rimmed glasses, he looks pleasant and scholarly, hardly a threat to China's territorial integrity. And he's not, he says. He suggests his data could be useful to China's and Hong Kong's leaders to help them better understand and serve the people they govern. And that just might help more Hong Kongers be more accepting of their mainland compatriots and of their own status as citizens of the People's Republic of China. For The World, I'm Mary Kay Magstead, Hong Kong.